Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Mr. Weaver this Tuesday after supper, the 26th of October, 71, with Mark, a barber session. Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Mr. Weaver this Tuesday after supper, the 26th of October, 71, with Mark, a barber session. Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Mr. Weaver this Tuesday after supper, the 26th of October, 71, a barber session with Mark. Channel 2.
That's not right.
I'm sort of sitting on a knot here.
Another fire cup was here. I've been trying to get to work. I don't know where I'll make it or not.
That's right.
You need a pen
and knife? No, I don't think so. Now pull that chair over there, Mr. Weaver, so nobody can walk.
So they won't walk in.
Yeah.
Walk
so
in between
here.
Yeah.
Wire.
That's what happened to it before, you
yeah.
see.
Mm-hmm.
That little lady over there.
This is long enough to go.
She's the one.
I may have to bring you around over here a little part. Turn you around when I go to cut. I reckon I will. I'll get that for you. I'm trying to get these to work.
I got some clothespin. Give me a clothespin there.
Pretty
please.
Good.
Yeah. I got my head
stopped
up.
He's fixing you up.
Yeah.
Just like they do in the barber shop.
Yeah.
I've run the barber shop over 20 years.
Really? That long?
Yeah. Besides,
I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, I used to have a two-chair shop and a pool room up here in town. But, no.
We got all sorts of life, haven't we?
Yeah, that's plenty of life.
I'll tell you, it's been. I'm
going to show them the first clippers of that. Used back in about 1912 and 13. Let me see, I believe they right here. Show the kind of clippers we used then.
Oh!
Old time?
Yes, sir.
here's the kind we had before we got electric clippers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
They'll cut it yet, too.
Oh, they will.
I got about 3 or 4 pairs of them. Of course, the blades need sharpening and don't cut this on pairs of how it could.
Yeah.
You see, here's the way you had to do it then. I can turn you a little bit this way, like. See, here's the way you done it then, you see. You start off like this, you see.
Yeah, looks like it does pretty good.
On a slow. See?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's
slower than this, you see. If these will cut now, these may not cut. I got them to work pretty good. You can't make the sound any exactly right.
That's better.
I'm trying to fix them for a fella. They don't bring them to do that. Now I had them fixed and working pretty good, but I don't know. They just ain't no count. They keep them.
Oh, is that it?
Mm-hmm. They just no good, I don't
know. Oh, that's got that long cord on it. That's not the pay. Not
no,
the one you had.
No, this ain't the ones I had, you see. I never have got them to cutting. And I was trying to fix these for a fella, and I had them in pretty good shape, but like it's not working right. This belongs to be down like that.
Yeah.
I don't think he's got much copper.
I got some tape in there.
I can mash it with my hand, maybe. I had those things. What's making them do that? Cool weather? I had them where they just was. You couldn't hear them on the horn.
Oh, really?
They're not doing that the way last time I used them. Of course, that don't matter up there to feel cut. Something in here. I'm not fooling somebody else's clipper. Let me turn you this way just a little bit.
You have to hold them level, Mr. Weaver.
They won't take to go too far high speed.
Oh.
You won't take it, good. They'll cut this down here, dude.
Oh, does it?
I think they are going to do that taking it there. Not sure. Turn you around, I'll get this down here, and I'll take the oil and sugar and get that. Cut that, when it comes up that way, they won't cut.
Oh.
They cut that if I hold right next to the chair. That's not the correct way to hold them, the way I'm holding that, but here's the way you're supposed to hold them. Uh-huh. If I'd cut that and taper that out just as nice for those. But it won't cut. They don't like you. They don't like that.
They don't like to do that.
I think I can get along faster with the other one.
Well, that's the worst part of it, isn't it?
No. Now I'll turn it right around this way. I can use these anyway. It won't be pulling them forward. Don't get too close to the table. Oh, he wants to use it, doesn't he?
Yeah, now that's more like it, Mr. Weaver.
You know, it makes quite so much noise.
That takes me way back.
That's way back when you were born.
Yes, sir. And I always knew that pretty soon it would go along smooth, and then the first thing you know, it'll it would seem like a little hair or two would catch in there, and you just take it on with him. Now has old Doofunny been back?
Who's that?
Jack? Jack?
No, I seen him. He hollered at me last week or two. I haven't seen him. He hasn't been around.
But he did speak to you.
Yeah, yeah. He hollered at me as he passed.
Well,
he wasn't. I was uptown where I happened to see him at
Time, but. Well, is he getting so much money he don't have to economize or something?
I don't know. I reckon. He's still up at the university, I reckon.
Yeah. Is wife work?
I don't know what she's working on. I think she is.
Well, he really went in the hog business at the wrong time, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did. Them hog business ain't no good now. Not if you have to buy your feed like he is.
Yeah. And then couldn't sell them to boot.
Couldn't sell them for what he had in them.
He couldn't sell them at all with all that cholera, you know.
Oh, yeah. They got that started again?
I haven't kept up with it, but they had it going a long time.
You know what, all in the world, you know what they got to do to get rid of the cholera?
I thought they could get rid of it, but just...
They won't do it by vaccinating the hog.
Vaccinating the hog.
I tell you now, they won't never do that. You know how to get rid of it? Kill the buzzards. That's the way we got rid of it in Alabama. And everything that dies, bury it.
Yeah.
Put feet in the ground.
You don't need to bury it. Just put kerosene on it.
Well, it's better to bury it. Well, we had to bury it 4 feet under the ground. And you know what? The oldest grown people never heard of cholera up there.
Yeah.
Now then, last time I was up there, or next to the last time, I seen some buzzards that come back in there. But see, it used to be when I was a kid, it's $5 fine to kill the buzzards. They wanted them to raise to eat up the carcass, you know.
Yeah.
And come to find out this one scattering the diseases.
Wonder how they did it.
They'd eat well, diseased cows, you know, and then fly over and drop, and the hogs come along and eat that, you know.
Oh, they'd eat it.
Yeah. And that's the way they scattered. You know that?
No.
You didn't?
I could see that might happen.
Well, that's the way it was, and then they got to paying $5 for you to kill them.
Oh, they put the state, a bounty on them.
Yeah, the state you did. You see, used to is $5 fine. $5 if you kill one, cost you that to kill one of them. When I was a kid,
is that right? Is that right?
Now the state has one done it, you see, they got a experiment station out of Auburn, Alabama, you know. They test out everything.
Yeah. Well now, do you up there, did you all have both kinds of the buzzards?
Both kinds of what's called con crow and the buzzard?
No.
One of them was
You got these regular old buzzards, the turkey buzzards.
Uh-huh.
And then you got this other kind, I believe there are more of them down here than anything else, is them, what they call the black buzzard. And there's a whole lot of difference in them, you know.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't noticed down here about the difference. I just thought they were the same buzzard.
Yeah.
Looked like about the same buzzard. We had one that, see, they looked a little bit different up there, I think. But been too long since I thought about anything like that until I don't remember exactly.
Well, I'll tell you, they can really do away with a carcass.
Yes, sir, they sure can. Now, mm-hmm. It don't take them long.
Mm-hmm.
And they can smell little 10 miles, I reckon.
Yeah.
And go and find it.
Yeah.
They're just moving all the time, Mr. Weaver.
Yes, they're flying in the air.
Yeah. I don't know whether the sight or the smell. I guess both of them.
Now, if you don't smell something bad, you get around a bunch of young ones. With them. That's the way they keep on everything away, is vomiting and stuff. And the whole house. You'll get away, too, run into a nest of them.
Did you ever do that?
Yeah. And as soon as I found out what was that, I was gone.
What sort of places did they have in there? Up high?
What's that?
Where would they nest?
In treetops and places like that.
Yeah.
And in bluffs and cliffs up there in Alabama.
Yeah.
You can shuffle bluff.
Yeah.
Build their nest.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what though, Mr. Miles, I've seen something happen over here. You know, over here at the Richardson Ranch on Cedar
yeah.
Ranch, back over on the other side of 441.
Yeah. Now, can't you get it a little
yeah.
more light there?
Yeah, it makes it easier.
Richardson Ranch.
Yeah, not this Richardson here, Davidson, not these.
Yeah, the old Simon Ranch.
Yeah, Simon Ranch. Over there at the Horn place, back up on the hill, go
oh,
up
yeah.
the county line,
yeah.
you know where that is?
Yeah, I know where the Horn
there's
place
ravens
is.
There's ravens, there's a big palmetto patch in the lake up on top of the hill. Right?
Yeah.
And
there's that house right at the lake, isn't it?
Right close, there's a house right close to one of the lakes.
Is that that old Horn place?
Yeah, they're right at the old tobacco barn there. There's a little lake right there, but there's another one back around there where I carried Jimmy, you know, that day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back out there in the tree, they've cut that timber down now, but I'd always see that in pine trees over there, that always a raven nest up there. And they'd raise. And I'd, well, dogs would go out of here, and I'd be sitting there waiting on the dogs to come back, and can we raise that up a little bit or not?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now, and that's all right. Now I won't have to turn you so much. I'd watch and listen at them, watch them feed and come feed those young ones, you see. Waiting for dogs to come back in there. They had a while, they'd come back in there running, see it. I just wait. And I had my dogs trained to come back over there at the Horn place to me to pick them up and carry them home. So that I'd watched those for years there. I don't know how many years. So that one day I was over there and I kept hearing them hollering. Young ones and old ones hollering, you see. After a while, here come a big drove. Come in, they're just going round and round, getting a little closer,
yeah.
around that lake,
yeah.
round and round.
Yeah.
You know how they'll do
yeah.
that? And they got right over that tree and they kept hollering to these. And after a while, I watched these others get up and go up to that. And look like there's 50, 75,
yeah.
or maybe 100 ravens in that. And they're flying around this way hollering.
Yeah.
And when they left...
Now, you talking about crows?
No, ravens.
You mean them old...
ravens.
Buzzards?
No, not buzzards nor crows. It's ravens. And it's a different bird. So that when they left, they went getting a little high, going right straight up from that tree, and they went plumb out of sight, and they went... And for a mile or two, and the sound went right straight out, right up, and I've never seen another raven back there, and that's been about 10, 12 years ago.
Oh, really?
I've never seen another night, and I wanted to go back when Jimmy was over. I wanted to go back over and see. Of course, they'd cut the trees down that those are raised in. You see, they'd cut the timber.
Yeah.
But those trees stayed there several years after the ravens left there.
Yeah.
And I've never seen another one since.
Huh.
It round in here. It's a different raven to, it's a different bird to a buzzard or a crow.
Yeah. Well, that's...
You've seen, I imagine you've seen ravens, maybe didn't know what it was, but they holler, but they don't holler like a crow.
Yeah.
Of course, buzzards not ever makes any noise.
That's right. They don't, do they?
Uh-uh. Crow does. They crow always has one in the crew of watching and listening.
Yeah.
While the others are feeding.
That's right. A buzzard just don't make any noise.
You don't see him, you don't know where he's around or not. Here, the top of the to get close enough to hear the wing.
Yeah. Well, that's curious, isn't it? Looks like they'd have some sort of call, don't it?
They don't, though. I don't know. They may have some way of talking to each other.
Talking to each other.
They do. Everything else does, nearly.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I ever noticed about buzzards is one of them would get over the carcass and the others would try to slip up and get a bite, you know, and that the other one would try to run them off.
Yeah, I've seen them do that, too.
As if there wasn't enough there for all of them.
And plenty for them all.
Yeah.
Did you know they really like a dog? Dog meat?
Oh, you mean they have a choice?
Yes, sir. They'll really eat a dog. Unless it's poison. They won't eat a poison dog, and there's nothing else harmless poison.
Yeah.
It's funny if they know that, too.
Yeah, so it'd be hard to beat them, wouldn't it?
Yes, it's hard to poison the butter. They say you can't poison them. I don't know why nobody tried to. In fact, I never have tried to poison anything. I figured that was a pretty bad death.
Yeah.
Rats. I don't try to poison rats. I catch them in the steel trap. Of course, I reckon just bad one way of stealing another them.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid I poisoned something I don't want to poison. Somebody... valuable pet or something.
You know you weren't.
If I put out poison.
That's right.
See, anything comes along and gets it, you see, it's poison.
You won't be there to see.
No.
Gets it.
And it don't know it until it's done eating.
Yeah. And you won't know who got it.
Mm-mm. Well, usually what you're trying to poison don't get it. There's a slick root to the thing like that.
Yeah.
Did you know I killed 57 rats with my rifle around the place one year up there that I counted, and I hit a lot of them. I never did shoot a little shot in it.
Mm-hmm.
They came in there one time, and you could see an old rat with a little bitty young ones about that long, you know, coming just bringing through the arrows at the house up there in town.
Yeah. You can't see for that thing over there, can you?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Huh?
I see. I just have to, your hair grows different ways there. Especially when it gets long, like I better get this
time. Well, now look, if it matters, all right, but that thing's blinding me.
blinding you?
Yeah.
There are two lights not too good for me. If I can get around you to get your house.
I'll move.
I tell you, you just can't let him go that long, Mr. Weaver.
Well, I kept thinking that I'd get over here, you know, and I hadn't seen Tanya, and...
Yeah. Well, I kept thinking, you see, that Jim and Suzanne would be around.
I haven't seen them, either one of them, in over a week.
Well, you see, they really held on now that with him working at making the sandwiches.
Well, they don't get around much, do they?
They don't get around much.
They're not too common.
No, they don't. Every afternoon they go out and feed that colt, and I tell you, I wish they'd do something with that colt. And then you see they come out there and see your dogs or something like that.
Oh, you don't always see me? That's right.
They just let you go?
No, they go out and feed them every day.
They come out and feed it every day?
Yeah.
Yeah. They got him up to close to town.
Oh. Now.
Anything you want to tell Mark, guys?
Well, he knows everything.
Yeah, I could finish that up. I've got a strand of bottle wire.
Yeah.
Put on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come out.
And that working all right, Mark?
Yes, sir. That winch is beautiful. That winch is the solution to tightening that
barbed
wire.
Mr. Weaver, I got a little winch, a little come along, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's got a hook on both ends. And you know, when you use them for the stretching the wire, they got a little groove.
You
want to
cut some?
Oh, thank you. I'm scared too. You're doing really
good. You know, way did I start off teaching, and the one I tell them cut it a little bit, then let them cut down the gap, but then
yeah.
Enough hair left, you know, until then I can straighten it up and don't bother.
Yeah.
And I've taught a lot of people how to cut hair.
Sounds like a good way to teach.
Yeah.
You finish it up.
You see, this looks easy, but it's hard to do until you can take a lot of practice to do it that way.
And that was just plain scissors,
you see, I can cut it with either one of the clippers or with just chairs.
I don't see how you get it even on each side. That seems difficult.
That takes a lot
same
of practice
thing.
If you don't know. Yeah. And you don't learn it in one day either. I used to work with a lot of barber college students, you know. And I would go ahead and cut the hair, you see, and people would come back, and I'd be busy all the time in the shop, and these students wouldn't. And I'd never been to a barber college, you see. But the way I learned it, I went into, I'd go and ride into town where I got my hair cut and watch the best barbers cut hair. And I didn't pay no attention to these because it wasn't very good, you know. I'd watch the one that was the best to cut the best head of hair, and that's the way I learned how to do it.
And there was a good bit of difference in them?
Yes, sir. I never did have one come out of college that could cut hair as good as I could. I don't mean brag. I don't mean I'm boasting now about that. But they didn't teach them. I'd teach some of these students things they didn't teach in the college.
What did you do when you were learning? Did you just walk right up to the barber and just kind of stand close?
Didn't say nothing. Just sit back over and look like seeing how you did.
Oh.
And
kept on talking.
And just didn't pay no attention like that of anything. But when that's where I learned how to carpenter and then all these things. Walk around a carpenter, you know, and just watch him, how he did it, why he did it, you know.
Yeah.
And you can do that just as good as you can any other way. Best thing to do, when I went to carpentering a few years ago, last time, I wanted to get with someone to them to do all the figuring, you know, because I was tired of that. And me not have to do the figuring, you see. And the very first thing they'd tell me to take so-and-so and go and do so-and-so. Then I had to go ahead and lay it out and do all the figuring for them.
How about that?
I was trying to get out of that. See, I'd done a lot of book work and bookkeeping. And I decided I wanted to use the saw and hammer and nails and let the other fella do the figuring, you see.
Yeah.
And I got into it that way, and I worked a year or two, you know, with them, different companies, and I'd get disgusted and take, if we run out of work, you know, I'd take off a while. And so I'd join the union, and I got to thinking about it. I said, you know, if I can figure this year out for these big companies and make some money, I can figure it for myself. And I went out to work for myself then. And I found then, after I contracted a job or two, I found out this, that it wasn't the price you paid you men, it was the quality of work that they could do. And the highest price was the cheapest. When I paid them, got the best carpenters, I made more money, and I didn't have to watch them. I could just go ahead and say, you go ahead and do this, fix it so-and-so, you know, and go on. And they could do it. Well, if we got a man that I'd stay there and watch him, I could do it before he could. Do it myself. And he didn't, it didn't pay off. I'd lose money on a contract job. I noticed that the big companies, they didn't kick on the price. They never did say nothing about giving me the price from where I was working at for. I reckon the right one didn't come along and catch me, or they would have. But the superintendents would come by, and I've had them be standing over me. I'd be working, you know, and be standing behind them, see the shoes. And they're standing there watching me, what I was doing on jobs. Now, I worked for Old and Horn over here at the airport at Wilson a while. And so I was cutting out the side of a building and telling my helper to what size board, what kind of material to bring in, what length to bring in. He was good. And my first two or three days, I had a good one. And I cut out a side of a garage, you know, and when the pig went and measured the windows and the doors and everything, and when I got it all cut out, you know, and we nailed it up, everything fit when we got across the building. Well, I heard the foreman tell the superintendent that he did, that after we wouldn't be just a little work the next day to do that until we got in some more material. And he says, Weaver ain't no carpenter. Says, we won't need him after today. That's a phone, you know. And he told him to the superintendent. And heard him say, we can tell from the looks of his tools. Well, my tools, in fact, all of them was in the toolbox, except in my car. I didn't take them out and put them on the job, because on those big jobs, they didn't steal them. And I just had bought a new hatchet. And he got up on the building the next day, you know, and he threw that hatchet way out in the weeds, you see, off that building. Mm. And I couldn't find it, me and my helper couldn't find it that afternoon. And he got my new hatchet and told me he wouldn't need me anymore, and so that they wanted some yardage of dirt figured, you know, and needed someone to do that, you see, and Mr. Rowe, the superintendent, one of the superintendent, and I asked some of them, I said, get you all figured that yard of dirt and do that inspecting for them? They said, no. And he kept asking. The second time he came back and asked if there was anyone in that crowd that could figure yardage of dirt. And I told him, I said, yes, I can. But he said, you wait right here, sir, I'm going to put you right to work. And so I went on out there and checked the yardage of the dirt, you know, that day was put in and turned it in that night. And when I turned it in, the bookkeeper looked at me and then looked at that. Looked at the form that I drew up, you know. And I says, well, you can't read it? He said, no, that isn't it. He says, who drew up this form for you? I said, I did it. But he said, that's the best scenario I've ever seen rolled up. He said, I wish all of them would do it. But fix them that way. I said, well, you got it right there. Just go ahead and tell the other men that's doing the checking to draw them up one and shoot, give it to them. Then they can do it after with that. He asked me where I studied bookkeeping. I said, I never did study any bookkeeping on it. Took a course through the mail. Didn't take the bookkeeping. But before I got my main experience is watching somebody keeping books.
Yeah.
Just looking on. And see the best ones and the best stenographers, you know.
Well, I'd like to learn that way.
You can learn, you just got to watch what the other fellow's doing. And a lot of people think that you can't talk and work. You can. It don't bother me. I can talk and usually share just the same. But don't do like I did when I was keeping some books. Of course, I do this for my own self, you see. I got to where I could talk to a man and write to and listen to somebody else. I didn't think I could ever learn that, but after I learned how that the other bookkeeper did it, now the way you do that, you don't keep your mind on one thing, your mind's on one thing at a time. It goes from one thing to the other the whole time, right back from one to the other the whole time. Like, I was listening to you and someone talking and talking to you and riding, like I'm working here. My mind would be going just this way, just like a wheel turning.
But you could do your job. You catch
all of this and you get enough of it until you can use it. Ain't that the way you find it?
But I don't know quite how you could do that with bookkeeping, Mr. Weaver.
I didn't understand it either, but you can till I got to practicing it.
Yeah.
Now, you see, where it is, you don't think of these two things at the same time. But you come around just like this wheel turning. You've seen things catching things right quick, you know. And you can get three of them.
You're on the wrong side.
Yeah.
You're getting three. You see, you can take your hand this way and lift this hair up this way and cut it off.
Yeah.
Cut it off just as much as you want to put it up like that.
Yeah. Look at that. Okay.
Yeah. Now, I'm good.
Tomorrow, then.
Well, you know what you can do.
I have a yoga class.
Yeah.
Well,
either
be tomorrow or the next day.
The next day
would
be fine.
It'll be
all right.
By Thursday.
Yeah, by Thursday.
Okay. Thank you,
Mr.
Weaver. I hope to see
you. Well, mighty glad to meet you, and we hope to see you again.
Okay.
He has a heart plan?
What's that? Oh, you talk there.
Yoga.
Yoga? Yoga class, Mr. Weaver, wherever that is. We already got him to tell us about it, haven't we?
Yes, I want us to get to someone to tell us about these things. I like to learn. That's educational to you.
Yeah.
I don't mind talking and telling anything if it's going to help someone, but I don't care about that. When I was in business and when I studied, took a course in bookkeeping over to, in business, it's different than teaching.
Yeah.
Business, you tell nothing about your business.
Yeah.
Of course, reading, I tell now, of course, I'm not in any of these kind of businesses now.
Oh, that's right. When you're in business, you can't talk too much.
You don't tell nothing.
Oh,
you can't. And it's in, I read that when I was taking a bookkeeping course and I'd had the experience and I didn't need it. And that ain't no kidding. I'd watch the other people who worked in stores and watch them how they kept the books and read letters from these best stenographers you see and things like that. That's the way I learned. I just used a hunt and peck system and typewriting. I used to do all my typing.
Oh, did you?
And I can't do anything harder now. I can't keep the pains I have now keeps me from makes me forget, you know, what I was trying to think. See, I've had bad headaches for last few years on low blood pressure headaches.
Yeah.
And that's worse than high.
If you your circulation at night, now if you just sleep a little while and then get up and
move around a little bit. Wouldn't that help?
Get out and walk. A lot of times I've loaded my dogs and go hunting and come back and feed the good the next day and lie down and go to sleep.
Is that right?
And you see, lots of people wonder why I keep those dogs. I don't get to hunt them now. I haven't got no place much to hunt them. But it keeps me doing something and taking exercise and keeping myself from... I can't hold a job now because I may go to a job and I may have to turn around and walk off of it. And go on and not say nothing much. I have to go and lie down and get quiet. And it makes it bad on me. Now I can take a foreman job uncarting the work and go out and hold that right now, but sometimes I take a spell I just can't think.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it bad on me to try to get by. It's tough when you wear out. I tell them I'm just wore out all over.
Yeah. But then they see you just working around just like nothing has happened and they don't believe what you say.
No. Well, you take, I've had the people right down town told everybody never seen me do a day's work in their life. And things like that.
Yeah.
All like that. Well,
you busy all the time. You moving around doing something all the time.
I can't stay still long. I've got to get up to make my blood circulate.
Well, I know, but you did that long before you had any circulation.
I used to get up and go all the time. I always liked to have something to do and blow my mind and everything, keep me active.
What was that we asked Mr. Weaver one night, you know, if he ever had a little hammock or anything there where he could take a rest?
Yeah.
Go in there and sit down, I could just go in and lie down, and you don't want to get in bed every time you lie down, and I've got it fixed that now before I can just lie on the diving porch, you know, and just peace out, and then I've made me a peg that I can lie down and be sitting up near.
Oh, really?
And rest that way. See, my blood don't circulate good enough, you know, and I have to get up and let it get from my feet.
Yeah.
To come back back to my stomach, you see.
Yeah.
It makes it hard on me sometimes because if I go to working, I take little jobs every once in a while and they get kind of peeved at me because they want me to work a certain time and I can't do that.
Yeah, yeah. They want a deadline.
Well, you can't go to, after you wire out and get like in the shape that I'm in at times, you can't go and do these things.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
You'll get, like yes, that cow you was out here, she couldn't get out and walk, could she?
No.
I've had a bad leg and for the last 12, 15 years.
Is that long?
Yeah, I can't walk without this leg bound up from here to here to my knee. I don't
12, 15 years?
No, I take it off at night, but I use a bandage all the time on it. I've been about 12, 15 years. Got a ruptured blood vessel in my right leg there.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that causes blood clots, you know, that bad.
Yeah.
You couldn't hardly believe I could walk. You just tried to take it off and walk around there a few minutes.
Yeah. Mr. Weaver, old Jim Means been back recently?
Yeah, he comes in now to get me to clip his hair and shave him every once in a while.
Does he stay there long?
Just long enough to get what he wants and go. Get his hair.
He never has had any more use for Micanopy, has he? Since they let him out of that job over there.
Yeah. And, see, Marion County beat him out of that farm like Bateman, that garage up down there.
Yeah.
And he hasn't got no use for none of them in Marion County.
Yeah.
He don't go to see anybody, many people around Micanopy there. He just goes home and works.
Yeah.
He's a hard working brother. He, Jim's a pretty good old boy.
Yes, he is. Yeah. That's it, you know. He is. He is a good old boy.
He's a good worker.
He's no baseball player.
Hey, I know it. I played him in the game with him. And played against him several times.
Yeah. What kind of car did he have back there, Mr. Wheeler?
Car?
Mm-hmm.
A model Ford and T model.
Yeah.
He went to school out and make an open shit of Macintosh.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Go on, let me set the mosquito.
I hope you got him.
I think I missed him. I may have killed him, but he went away.
Miss Weaver, old Buster's getting so sick he can't hardly get in between the steering wheel anymore. You notice that?
Yes, and I'll keep telling him to quit eating at night and filling up and go and lying down, and he'll do that.
Yeah.
Just eat all he can and go and lie down, and that'll make you, and that'll make you fat, put on too much weight.
Well, he's gonna have to do something. He's getting out of those cars. He's gonna have trouble getting on the car.
He can't. He has to jack them up to get under them. He can't get on one unless he jacks it up.
He has to jack it way up.
Yeah. Someday he wants to go in the fall on him.
Yeah.
He'll get stuck.
Of course, so much fat that it won't hurt him.
Miss Weaver, I was in there the other day at Buck Weaver's, and I had a little something I wanted to bring up with him. I told him, all these people out in the countryside, you know, who got these big street lights in front of the place, afraid somebody's going to come around. Well, now they got one down here. Miss Bessie's got one. And I went down there one night, it was about bedtime, and I rattled on the front door, and she couldn't hear, and I went around the back door and rattled, she couldn't hear. And I finally went to the window. I heard them in there. You want to go around a little?
Yeah.
And I just, the light was on all the time, and I just wondered why, what good that light did. And you know what he said? He said if it was him, he'd just soon have some Guinness.
Some Guinness?
Yes.
Buck did?
Yeah. Anything?
He's darn sure tell it. Now there ain't nothing to ask.
If anything comes around, they'll tell it.
Yes, it is. You know, but tell you, they'll tell no matter what it is, and you may run and see about it when it don't mount nothing.
Yeah.
They'll do that.
Well, now you take an old dog go through there. If they know him, they won't let on.
No, if he's one of the buddies, strange dog comes up to will.
Yeah.
My dogs, I can tell if they know you if you come up when they bark.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh. I'll go by the way they bark.
And I can tell if it's a house cat near it or if it's another dog.
Oh, really?
Or if it's a puppy coming out there. Mind, they're one crazy about a puppy.
Who are they?
They're one of them. Every dog I got have had several years. Now, a little puppy, you know, get out there, they'll get to their bag, put all of them wanted to come to them. Every one of them will.
Is that right?
But even some of them yesterday climbed the fence trying to get out.
Well, what do you know? Is that right?
Well, that'll feel a little bit different.
Yes, sir. And they are foolish about puppies.
Yeah. Yeah, every one of them is. But now listen, they don't like a German police and those kind of dogs. They don't like that. But now a hound, it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
Oh man, it already feels different. Yes, sir.
I've got to get me some more purple. I just not so cake. I take too long to fool.
Yes, it wastes your time, don't it?
One thing I was fooling along as he was watching and learn, you know.
Yeah.
That.
Well, how
well, you? Where's that fella from? What tribe of people is he? Could you tell?
Mr. Weaver says, what tribe people is he, say, that fella?
You got me, Mr. Weaver.
He belongs to, he wears his hair in a pigtail, you know, Mr. Weaver.
Yeah, I know that they, a lot of them belongs to something I don't know, and just, of course, I'd like to help anybody. It don't make any difference who it is. I'd like to see anyone do well, I've never figured out, never heard no one say what they're, why are they doing that. Someone told me the other day, there's said something about them rebelling against. Let's see, how did they put that?
The establishment, Mr. Weaver.
Yeah, something.
The establishment. You are the establishment, aren't you?
Yeah. I reckon so. I don't know what it is, but I haven't got it figured out yet. No, I reckon I'm too dumb to figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else has.
I can't stand beard. I bet one of my friends one time that $5 that I'd wear a mustache long as he would.
Yeah.
And I wore them 3 weeks and I cut them off and going to pay him $5 to get rid of those mustaches. And when I happened to see him after that, I couldn't see him to see if he'd cut his off. And we both cut them off the same Saturday morning and we're going to pay the other $5 and we've seen each other. We didn't know each other. And I said, well, you can bet as old people you want, I'll never do it again. And I can't stand that on my face. I don't care
for it either.
I can't. About 2 years ago, I don't know what it was, but I couldn't get a razor to cut my beard. And I had some of the best German-made razors could be bought, and they always was good.
Yeah.
And I could make one of them cut. And I knew I used to be good at it. Now I use the same things I used. And never could make them cut. They changed something in the soap. I related to that partly. And I never could use a safety razor until here about a year ago. I even got a used electric razor for a long time. Of course, that just gives you a day-old shave. When you run an electric razor over.
I wondered what you think about that. That's about it.
You've got it too, hadn't it? Just like you had a day old shave. Yeah. You shave today and tomorrow. That's about as close as you'll get.
Yeah.
And with electric razor. But there, I like those in the wintertime, but they ain't so good in the summer.
Yeah.
Man, they don't cut good in the summertime. You're sweating to get. Well, no, but a razor will cut good.
Yeah.
But these don't cut as good in the summer as do when they're sweating.
No,
an electric clipper's easy.
Yeah.
You have to keep a lot of oil on them. You see, oil them, clean them every time you use them, you see.
Mm.
Of course, now, when I used to barber every day, you know, I'd drop a drop or two of oil every once in a while on them, you see, and clean them. And at night, I'd clean them up and oil them at night. Then the next day, I didn't put no oil on. Because if you ain't careful, a little of that oil get on people and it's hard to get off and people wouldn't like it, you know.
Mr. Weaver, how would you go about getting some more of those electric shears?
I don't know. When I go to Gainesville, I never go, you see, and I don't want to drive up there.
Well, I'm going in the morning about 10 o'clock. You want to go then?
About 10?
10 or 11, somewhere along there.
How long, what time are you coming back?
Oh, I'll be coming back about 2 o'clock.
About 2? Well, you see, you're going to work, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can go tomorrow or not. But that's sure. I'd like to go to see the Notebooks. That's why I was planning on going. Our house, see, and they did have some pretty good clippers.
Oh, did they?
Medium price clippers.
They won't have them in the store, Mr. Weaver, anymore. They don't have hardly anything in the store. It's all order.
Well, heck, I can guess if I can get a whole catalog. But I'd like to see these clippers before I Of course, I can look at the picture and tell pretty good. But I'd rather see the clipper before I buy them.
Yeah.
I know one of my friend barbers bought a pair there, and he paid $25 or $30 for them.
Oh.
And he said, this is pretty good.
Well, now, if you could, you know, if you knew what he got.
Yeah, it didn't cost over $7 or $8. I don't believe that's any good to start with.
Yeah.
Just tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Now, those I had up there were just medium price clippers. They were, but I'd had them. Oh, I've had those.
Well, it looks like you wouldn't be able to take a pair of clippers off one of the barbers who they wear them out.
I better not get none from a barber. He might tell on me.
No.
Yeah, he could make it cost me some money, and some of them would if I was to mention it to him. Now there's some of my friends, some boys that I taught how, I wouldn't let them know I cut a head of hair for anything. I'd have to pay $50, maybe $150.
Is that right?
Right.
So I have to keep quiet about clippers.
No, I see.
I don't like to do this. I don't like to go ahead and do anything. It's really against the law. But if it gets too much on the fact, I think it's kind of dirty. That.
Oh yes.
You see, I was sick and couldn't work and had to sell my shop.
Yeah.
When they first started that law, well now then they'd want me to go to Jacksonville and spend a. If I went over a year to college, I'd be out $2,000.
Yeah.
Cost me at least $2,000 to get a license.
Yeah.
Well, now then, me being a barber here and old barber here, I ought to be able to maybe pay a little extra. I wouldn't mind paying extra and getting it. But I've tried to get some of them to help me. I ain't never got them to promise they will, but then when the test come, they don't do it.
Yeah.
To see if I could get them. Tried to pay some of them, buy the book from them, study it so I could answer the question.
Oh, yeah.
I know how to do the work, but they've got a lot of questions in there I've never studied, you
know. Yeah.
And I got to learn that.
Oh, yes. You have to know the new book, you know.
If you can't answer the question that they ask you, now then they won't let you use any mole cure, and it absolutely take a mole off of anybody and never leave nothing, no bad effect.
They won't let you use it?
No, sir, now. I tried to get one of my friends, ask him if he had something put on and if I could buy some. And I used to keep it sitting in the barbershop. You come in and award on that. If you only took off, I took it off 25 cents. What would the doctor charge you now to take it off?
Oh, yeah.
You the same darn thing that I was using in the barbershop.
Yeah.
I'd take it off 25 cents.
Yeah.
And in 2 weeks, you wouldn't see a scar that where it was on your face or award.
Yeah.
And it would never hurt you either. Only it hurt when you first put it on there.
And you just bought that from the...
Barber supply. And that's the way I do.
Is that right? Well, now, you know, these warts come on cows.
Well, some of them, if they get them rude, keep them hurting them, will kill them too and call the cancer.
Yeah. Well, these calves, you know, and they've got a little vaccination you can give them, and they'll come right off. Disappear.
Well, all you had to do is take a toothpick and touch this here and put right on that there on a cow or anything. I had them on my face. My sister did, and I took them all. I bought a bottle of them.
But they don't let them use it now?
No, they don't let them use it now. And if I was to use it now and they found it out, I don't know what to do with it.
Anything you take off, you have to send to the lab, I guess, have it tested.
Well, this here, this is tested. I used it about 25, 30
you
years ago. I tested it fairly myself.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe that they could test it any more than I did, because I don't know it to people I helped out with that. I bought it for myself to take them off my face so I could shave, not cut them. And I'd take them off for other people, you know, and then I could shave right on over myself. And I've never known.
You know, Mr. Reaver, the things we talk about sort of stay in my mind. I have thought any number of times about those primitive Baptists that, you know, we were talking about last time. And, you know, I used to know some of those people, and I miss them.
I'll tell you what you could do. You could go back when I was a boy, you know. You could go in town that way, and a fellow walked in the store, a stranger. If he walked in a store, he, as a merchant, would sell, if he was a primitive Baptist.
I'll tell you about your business, too. We just talking.
Okay.
if he walked in a store and a merchant would sell him anything he wanted on credit, because he wouldn't buy much.
Yeah.
And if he didn't pay that bill, he didn't stay in that church.
Yeah. That's right.
You remember that, don't you?
Oh, I'm telling you, they were just like, oak. You could count on them.
You could depend on them. They told you anything, you could bet on that.
How do you figure they did that? They, how'd people get to be like that? And there's a lot of people like that then.
There's a lot of them. Well, you take the missionary Baptist, and there were other churches that would... Well, it was, but primitive Baptist lived from the first beginning of the Bible to the last part of it.
Yes.
Well, so many people now start to play like that the old part of the Bible is done away with.
Yes.
Well, listen, it's the foundation of the rest of it. It's just like if you don't have a good foundation, you build a high building and you go right on down.
Yes.
I don't understand it myself.
Yeah.
I may be dummy. I don't. Of course, I know. I don't.
Now, how long has it been since you were associated with any of those people, Mr. Bill?
Well, I haven't been to Primitive Baptist only when I go back up in Alabama. I go up there after I came to Florida.
Yeah.
I've been to any of them down here. They have a few around in places now. I think.
Do you think they do?
Up towards Lake City, or Lake Butler, did have some churches up in there.
You don't see any around here.
No, there ain't none right
here. Haven't for a long time.
The missionary Baptists ain't like it used to be.
No, not for a long time.
Well, they're preaching too much for money.
Oh, yeah.
Old primitive Baptists, you didn't pay them no salary.
That's right.
And did you ever see one of them wanting to put a welfare person in a long fine? I never did.
They were never out asking for money, was they?
No. And they went every Friday afternoon, someone preached this Saturday and Saturday night and Sunday.
Yeah.
They went somewhere.
Yeah.
They usually leave on Friday afternoon and go and be there. Then they'd preach Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah.
And then they'd go back home.
Yeah.
Sunday afternoon.
And take care of their own business, wouldn't
they? Take care of their own business. And they always had plenty to eat, plenty of corn and everything.
Yes, and
I never seen one of them that didn't.
And they weren't close with it.
No, sir. They'd help. Someone got sick, they seen they had something to eat. Well, that's in Bible to do that.
Yeah.
But not many people practice it now. I don't like I used to. I did when I was able to work and could. Mm-hmm.